Hey everybody, Coach Michael here. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you had a nice weekend wherever you are. It's beautiful here in the Pacific Northwest. Lots of colors out. Weather's changing. It's getting cool and everything. It's really nice. Love the seasons. So today we have a couple of emails that I'm going to answer. And if you would like to join live, you're welcome to do that. And obviously, and you can submit questions in the comments as I'm going along here. So hope to hear from some of you today. It'd be great. And without further ado, let's just get right to our emails here. Okay, so the first is an email from Lorenzo. Hi, Daniel and Michael. Well, first, thank you for all the effort given to your YouTube channel. It emphasizes how insomnia can take place at any time over any life. It can. And thank you very much, Lorenzo, for your support of our channel. Then let me describe my experiences since the last email. It didn't improve so much. I keep waking up multiple times in the middle of the night, sometimes coming back to sleep, sometimes not. Sometimes I also have a hard time when falling asleep for the first time. I believe I must say my brain doesn't want to sleep because of a girl. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, Lorenzo, you probably have less gray hair than I do. You're probably a younger person. Okay, your brain doesn't want to sleep. Resuming, I've never gotten understood by anyone else about my quote intelligent appearance. They find it cool because being smarter or cleverer brings you facilities, right? Not always. I feel like they don't get me. And due to that, it's kind of a bubble that is created against the standard of being. That is against me. I'm planning a lot of things next year. However, in the short run, I cannot stop. I feel like I'm always supposed to do something practical and keep active. And that is exactly because my brain doesn't let it go. It wants to be awake. To wonder how the situation will be like in 2021. To think how finally getting understood by a person with an age similar to mine would be like. And that's my hyperarousal. How to deal with it? Should I call her and see what happens? I don't freaking know. Thank you. Thanks for the attention. Always regards, Lorenzo. Okay. Thank you, Lorenzo, for your email. Wonderful. It's great. Okay. First, we don't, as we've said many times, we don't offer medical advice. We also don't offer relationship advice. So your specific question of should you call her, that's, I can't really tell you what to do. You kind of have to do what you feel is like in your gut, you know, kind of your go with your instincts, I guess. But I can talk about your sleep. So anything can cause insomnia. You know, that's just a big message. Anything literally can cause insomnia because insomnia just means chronic insomnia, ongoing insomnia. It just means that your sleep started to become elusive for any reason, and then you started to focus on it and you started to try things and work on it in different ways, like with like efforts, right? So that's where you want to be careful. You want to not go down that road. So let's see, in your email, you said some things about, yes, hyperarousal. It's good that you recognize that. Your mind is active. You sound like you have a lot of the predispositions to people who develop chronic insomnia, and that is an active mind, a type A personality, kind of a just a overthinker. You know, your mind is just going normally. So that just makes it a challenge. It doesn't mean that you have to live with insomnia. It just means it's a bit of a challenge. So you know, you're commenting about different things you want to you know, you're recognizing in your life that maybe you're kind of making insomnia happen and all that. And it could very well be true. So, but here I see phrases like, I have a hard time when falling asleep for the first time. So, and then sometimes it's almost like you're okay. So I'm detecting a lot of tracking of your sleep. I'm just gonna, I sense that, right? You're very aware. You're very aware of when you're awake. You're very aware what time it is, probably, or maybe not, but you're just aware of what's happening at night. And that awareness, that focus on sleep is what really can drive insomnia. So, you know, you have to kind of work on that. And it's not like you can tell yourself, not to think about something. Don't think, you know, you can't say, don't focus on the fact that I'm awake. That's like saying, you know, don't think about anything. You will think about something if you tell yourself not to. That's the way the human mind works. You suggest something, the mind goes there. So thinking about sleep, focusing on sleep will keep your insomnia going. Sounds like you have a kind of both patterns, kind of the start of the night or in the middle of the night, waking up. So you got a lot on your mind, maybe a relationship thing that's kind of driving it. So, you know, things that you can do, and this is kind of a theme of my live stream today. I want to kind of talk about a little bit. The next email will kind of touch on this a little bit as well. And that is how to kind of not focus on something. You know, how do you not keep focusing on sleep? Well, when sleep is, you know, when it gets elusive, it's easy to think about it. Your brain is trying to keep you aware. It's trying to keep you safe. It's trying to protect you. So, you know, if you struggle with sleep a little bit, that can trigger just like an ongoing, like a cascade of things to try, things to do or not do for sleep. I'm a big proponent of this idea. Basically, the longer you've been awake, the less structured you should be about anything. So the first part of your day in the morning, yeah, that's when you plan things, you got things going on, you're doing things, you're on a schedule, you know, you're doing stuff, you're enjoying things, hopefully, but you know, people have to work and all this kind of stuff. As the evening kicks in and the night goes on, you should become less structured, less, you know, like not monitoring yourself as much. So you want to not try to kind of control the onset of sleep, because you'll lose every time. You know, you just will. You can't make it happen. You've heard us say that a bunch of times, but you really, really got to take that to heart. So during the day, to help with that attitude at night, maybe write some things down. I'm a big proponent of that. I like the idea of kind of the thought download. Get a piece of paper out, just write stuff down, get things off your mind. That's where the phrase comes from. Off your mind onto paper, makes it tangible. It's in front of you. You can see your thoughts instead of like just thinking about them. They're like on paper. So you don't even necessarily have to act on anything, but you're just like writing down your thoughts. That it's almost like a journaling idea, but you don't have to, you know, get really into it if you don't want to. You can just be kind of a bullet point thing. I think that's a really helpful exercise during the day, not in the middle of the night. And it's not to put you to sleep. You're doing that to just get things off your mind so that you might be able to enjoy the time at night a little better. If you've kind of processed some things, because you don't want to run away from anxieties, you know, you want to address them, find as much as you can, the core of them, the root of them, and then kind of work on them during the day. That's a very healthy way to live. And that what that does is at night, it kind of frees you up to not think about certain stressful things at night. You can get engaged in other things, and it's easier to get engaged in other things that you might enjoy. But as the night goes on, you just, you know, develop the attitude of becoming less and less structured. So, you know, again, during the day, that's when you get all your things that you're doing, you're on a schedule, you know, doing stuff. And then as the night rolls around, you're just kind of waiting to feel sleepy, and that's all you're doing. But enjoy the time. Don't, you know, try not to have like, you know, things planned like late at night that, you know, on a regular basis, if you can avoid that, your night should be kind of open-ended. You know, it's just like no strict anything. Cause that's where a lot of people with insomnia go wrong, is they get more structured as the night goes on. Like, you know, in the evening, okay, they do this, and this. And then a little bit later they do these three things. Then they do like a couple more, and they get this whole like list of things, like a litany of things that they do or avoid for the purpose of initiating sleep, and it backfires every time. It might like work for a while, but it's not putting the person to sleep. So ultimately it's going to fail these efforts. So kind of maybe try to adopt a little bit of that attitude. You know, keep your morning time consistent. That's one of my big themes, morning consistency. Get outside if you can in the morning, you know, kind of live healthily. But at night it's the opposite. You know, you're just spending time just doing what you like to do. Just find a hobby or something and or read or whatever you like to do and just enjoy it. No time, very unstructured. You're just kind of occasionally saying, well, am I really sleepy? And if you are, bed. If not, don't be in bed. It's kind of that straightforward, I think. So yeah, good luck with the, you know, what I think are some young person situations that you might be experiencing right now, and enjoy it. You're young once, you know, it's like, have fun. And make sure you have a good friends, you know, support group of friends and people that you can talk to and things. And, you know, everyone who's that age thinks they're different. You know, that's a young person's way of thinking, you know, I'm so different. No one's like, you know, everybody's different. And you'll learn that eventually. So good luck with all the things you got going on. Thank you for writing, and look forward to more emails from you down the road. Okay, so let's see. Actually, let's do this. I think I saw a couple comments come in. Let me see what's going on here. Lorenzo, hey, you're there. All right. Hi, guys. Hey, Lorenzo. I'm assuming this is the same Lorenzo. Thanks for the attention. Sounds like the same Lorenzo. Yeah. Yeah, a roller coaster. I know. Yeah, you know, hang in there. You know, it's, you know, it, again, the sleep side of things, that's what we're talking about here. You know, you just kind of take to heart some of the suggestions that I mentioned. And I think things will improve. And yeah, great. If you have any other questions, always, you know, feel free to email and we can address in another live stream during the week. Great to hear from you. Yeah. Thank you, Lorenzo. Appreciate your support of the channel. Okay. So now we will go to, let's see if I can do this here. Let's see. There we go. I'm just going to put this up. This is a, this is our link right here for submitting questions, thesleepcoachschool.com. There's a link at the top of our webpage that will allow you to submit questions that we will answer here live. Okay. So we will go to, there we go. Let's go to our second and last email of the recording today. And let's see, where are we here? Akshay, okay. Hi, this is Akshay here. Hi, Akshay. We've communicated before. Appreciate your support of the channel. Thanks for all the great information you keep sharing on your channel. It's really helped me a lot in this difficult phase. I've been trying not to think about sleep much and be okay with anything, whether I am awake or sleeping. This sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. I have observed a pattern. When I go to sleep early, let's say 11, things really work out for me. But when I go to sleep late, let's say around 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., reason being pending work, nothing works. This happens once or twice a week. Regardless of which time I hit the bed, I always try to keep my cool and be relaxed. So now I feel having a consistent schedule really matters a lot. I don't know the scientific reason behind this. It may, again, be due with the mind. Going late to bed late, I guess, might be putting additional pressure to sleep quickly to cover up for lost time, but I am not sure. What are your thoughts on this? Also, you always say we need to be okay with being awake. I have been thinking in this direction lately, but sometimes I keep telling myself, be okay with being awake, hoping this will eventually put me to sleep. So I am indirectly doing the same thing, I guess. I am not okay with being awake. What are your thoughts on this? How do I completely get out of this vicious thought cycle? Thanks for all your help. Regards, Akshay. You got it, Akshay. Thank you again for submitting a question. Great question. So much in this here that I want to go through. Okay. First, telling yourself to think about, like, you know, not think about something. Okay. Not think about sleep. Not possible. It's like, you can't tell yourself not to think about sleep. Your lack of thinking about sleep happens. It happens over time, you know, with education and experience that you do, you eventually get to the point where you're not thinking about sleep at night. You can't just suddenly tell yourself, I'm not going to think about sleep. And for that matter, you can't tell yourself, be okay with being awake at night. You can't just tell yourself these things. That's like a result of, like I said, education, experience, kind of thinking about things in different ways, but not focusing on sleep. It's that paradoxical tightrope that we talk about. So sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. Because telling yourself to think a certain way won't put you to sleep. Nothing will put you to sleep. So it falls into that category of an effort to tell yourself, be okay with being awake, be okay with being awake, be okay. Well, you're introducing an effort. You're trying something to sleep. You're trying to think a certain way. So it's not really possible. So, that's not the route you want to go down. So then there's this pattern, observing pattern. You go to sleep early, things work out, but when you go to bed later, they don't. It could be performance anxiety, which is maybe why you struggle with the later time, or maybe you're just, you're kind of worked up over some work issues, you've got a lot on your mind, maybe some stressful things work related. Yeah, that can cause you to not fall asleep as fast, of course. Happens once or twice a week, regardless of which time I hit the bed. I always try to keep my cool and be relaxed. Okay, that's just generally good, You should, of course, stay relaxed. Relax in the sense that you're not allowing yourself to focus on being awake, or really you shouldn't be focused on work related things. Get focused on something else, do something tangible, a hobby, anything like that, where you can kind of like get involved in that to take your mind off everything else and just kind of get lost in it until you can't focus because you're so sleepy, until you're losing mental focus. That's the cue of sleepiness right there. So, just enjoy yourself. So, now I have a feeling, I feel I have a consistent schedule. Really matters a lot. I don't know the scientific. Okay. This is the idea of the schedule thing that I kind of alluded to when I started off. The people put all kinds of pressure on themselves by having a bedtime, which also, little side note, when people start off doing CBTI, cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, they're often given a window, which has two times on it, the start time and the end time. The end time is very helpful, very practical, very helpful, because you can start to anchor your circadian rhythm kind of behind the scenes. Every 24 hours, you rise for the day. You just get your day going, get light, be active, eat your breakfast, whatever all those things are, you start your day. On the evening side, you got to think in a completely different way. Ditch the clock, no time, starting before you go to bed. So, I think this would help you a lot, actually. The evening, the night, you stop monitoring the time. You stop, you just go into like full, just unstructured mode, doing something you enjoy. So you're not like staring at the wall trying to put yourself to sleep. You're not counting sheep. You're not reading the most boring book you have on your bookshelf. You're not doing any of those things because those aren't enjoyable. You're not going to stick with them. Nothing will put you to sleep, including doing something you enjoy. That doesn't put you to sleep. It just allows sleepiness to emerge. So it's getting your foot off of the brake. That's what you do. That's what all you can do at night. That's all you can do. Has nothing to do with the time. Don't even monitor the time. It's just going to make you anxious about your sleep, and it's going to, it's just going to backfire. So you don't want to go down that road. So those are my thoughts on that. The being okay with being awake at night, it's just sort of an attitude that you eventually will adopt. It's not something you can tell yourself to do. It becomes an effort when you do that. Anything can become an effort. Anything. Telling yourself to think a certain way is an effort. It's something you do to sleep, and it won't work. It just makes you more anxious and keeps it going on. So, be kind to yourself. Get really unstructured, as the evening goes on, as it gets later. You're just, the later it is, the less structured you should be. And just go and just set up a couple things that you could do that you like, and just lose yourself in them. And that's the best chance you have. Same thing in the middle of the night. If you wake up, you don't know what time it is. You just know it's dark and you're awake and you're lying there. And if you feel like after a short period of time, you're kind of like, oh, this isn't working, whatever that thought is for you, when everyone's kind of different, they phrase it differently, oh, it's going to take forever to get back to sleep, or I'm wide awake, whatever it is. As soon as that kicks in, if you just detect some of that, do something different. Maybe sit up in bed, do something. Maybe leave the bed and do something. It's totally up to you. But the thing that you do is simply something you enjoy. That's all it is. And you're just allowing sleep to get strong, and it may or may not return during that night. And that's okay. Morning, start your day, independent of how the night goes, anchor that circadian rhythm. That's all you can do. That's kind of it. So those are my thoughts to help you get out of your vicious thought cycle. I completely understand where you are, Akshay, and I think you will do just fine. Okay. Let's see. Let me go back to some comments here. See where we are. Let's see. A message here from Charles. Hi, Michael. I'm not sure if I'm sleeping better or if the anxiety towards sleep is getting better. That's probably both. If you're sleeping better, you're probably less anxious about your sleep. You're less focused on it, and you're not trying. You're trying less, you know, to sleep. That's probably what's happening. Great that you're sleeping better. If you're sleeping better, or if the anxiety towards sleep, it doesn't really matter. It's like better sleep is the result of not being anxious about your sleep. And, you know, anxiety, it's kind of like it erodes confidence. And so it sounds like your confidence is starting to go up, and that's fantastic. That's just great. Just whatever, you know, however you're thinking, whatever your thought process is at night, it sounds like it's working. And that is all you can do. You're not making yourself sleep. You're just getting out of the way as much as you can, and keeping anxiety down in whatever way you're doing it. Fantastic. That's great. Let's see, more from Charles. Let's see. The uncertainty regarding if I'm sleeping better comes from still waking up a couple times throughout the night. But when I wake up, I don't feel anxious. Fantastic. You know, let me first remind you, first things first. Waking up at night is normal. It is completely normal. More than one time, like a lot. Like, you know, people in middle age, like I'm in my 50s, you know, someone like, I'm probably waking up 30, 40 times a night. And I feel like I sleep fine. I don't think about my sleep at all. I don't worry about it. I don't, you know, some nights are shorter than others. Some are long, you know, it doesn't matter. I know that. And so you can know that too. So waking, if you find yourself awake at night, maybe rolling over, get a piece of bathroom, anything like that, or like pretty awake, like you're alert. I use that word when someone's like, okay, I'm more than awake, I'm alert. I'm thinking, I know I'm awake. It's not that sort of a groggy, hypnagogic kind of state. It's like, you know, you're awake. You know, if that happens, you know, mix it up a little bit. I think, you know, just take yourself out of the sleeping position if you feel like you're starting to fight it. Because if you fight it, what another phrase for fighting it is trying. You're now wrestling with sleep. And sleep is like, it's like that world-class Olympic wrestler. You're not going to win, you know? So you have to kind of like, you know, you have to kind of be sort of, what's the word? Sneaky or so, not sneaky, but, you know, you're not going to win a wrestling match with sleep. Let's just leave it at that, okay? You got to do something else. I guess in the analogy, you might find a sport that you're better at, like reading or watching TV or coloring or crafty things, hobby things, anything that you enjoy. That's what you want to do. So that's great. Just be aware that waking up multiple times every single night is normal. Okay. And that's great. Sounds like your anxiety is staying low. Let's see here. I still struggle to get to sleep. And sometimes I feel like I get some paradoxical insomnia. Okay. You know, someone who's confident in something isn't perfect at that thing. So like think of a, I don't know, an athlete or something, you know, they're like one of the best in the world at doing something. Well, you ask them, are you perfect? And they go, no. You know, I make mistakes all the time. And but they're confident. It doesn't affect their future performance. If they make a mistake, they know it happens sometimes. And they maybe do a quick check just to make sure they're not doing something completely wrong. And they know they're not because they're really an expert at it. They just know sometimes they make a mistake. And that happens with sleep. Like sometimes a good sleeper, you know, takes a little longer to get to sleep one night. They wake up a few extra times, whatever. You know, it doesn't affect your day. It doesn't have to affect your day. If you obsess on it and think on it, think about it, and all the next day you're focused on what happened during the night or what you think happened, because what happened may not be the same as what you think happened, it can affect your day. So one little tip I always give people who track their sleep, like with a Fitbit or something like that, real popular these days, or even CPAP machines, they track your sleep. They track your breathing, but it sort of is a surrogate. It's a rough estimate of your sleep. I tell people, you know, I don't, what, aside from the point that it's probably not super accurate, don't check your data until later in the day. Like, wait, there's no, some people get up and the first thing they do, they check their data. You know, they look at their phone, it's downloaded the data, and they go, oh, I guess I got, you know, 4 hours of sleep. Well, here we go again. You don't need to know that. It doesn't change anything. So don't check it. Don't give yourself that information. Don't, so you can't dwell on it. You know, if you want to check it at dinner that night and just be like, oh, wow, I went on a hike today, or I was at work and I seemed to do okay. And wow, I got like less sleep than I normally do. Oh, that's interesting. It starts to teach you that it's not the only thing that affects you during the day. Sleep isn't the only factor of how you feel during the day. Okay. All right. And the paradoxical insomnia, kind of the feeling like you're not sleeping, but maybe you are, you know, it's that kind of misperception is really what it is, really common. So, you know, never struggle to sleep. It's your choice if you want to struggle. I guess when I see your comment, that's the first thing I go to is right in the beginning. I still struggle to sleep. And sometimes I get, okay, the paradoxical insomnia, it's fine. Don't struggle. Choose not to struggle. Okay. All right. Let's see. So yes, that's my advice for how to get out of this. Frima, one of our members. Thank you, Frima, for being here. If I go to sleep a few hours later than my usual time, I don't feel sleepy. Okay. Does sleepiness disappear when off schedule? Let's see. If I go to sleep a few hours later than my usual time, okay, I don't feel sleepy. Okay. Does sleepiness disappear when off schedule? No. I mean, sleepiness is homeostatic. It generally builds while you're awake. And then you have that little bit of that behind the scenes, you know, circadian thing, you know, make it a little more alert during the morning, a little dip in the afternoon, a little bit of alertness in the evening, and then it falls for sleep. You know, that kind of that behind the scenes back and forth of sleepiness, that's circadian. But the other side of it, your sleep drive, it just builds while you're awake. It's like hunger, just builds. So all that matters with bedtime, and I was talking about this with, actually, I think it was on his email, is all that matters is that you're sleepy when you go to bed. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter what time it is. You shouldn't even know what time it is. So, you know, whether it's later or earlier than usual, you should not have a really clear knowledge if it's like that much later or that much, it's just how you feel. It's introspective. And I like the idea of a person perceiving that they are getting more than tired, that they're losing focus on what they're doing. That's your cue that it's bedtime. Bedtime has nothing to do with clock time. Okay. Hope that helps there, Frima. Good to hear from you. And it's great seeing you on Friday in our member Zoom that we have every Friday for our members of our Sleep Coaching Master Program. We have a really good community going there at thesleepcoachschool.com. Check it all out. And that is where the link is at the top of the homepage, where you can submit questions to our live streams, which I do a couple during the week. Daniel does a few more. And then we're together on Fridays in the morning. So just subscribe to the channel and click the little notification bell, and you'll know exactly when we're on, and love to have you submit a question. And even during the program, to throw a comment in there. We try to get to all our comments if we possibly can. With that, I think we're good. Let me check. I think we're all set. So thank you, everyone, for those of you who are on live. And thank you for your email questions. Those of you submitted them, look forward to more later in the week. So Coach Daniel should be here tomorrow doing a broadcast. So you guys take care. Really appreciate your being here. And I will see you again later. Take care. Bye-bye.